Good evening. Most of us, when we think of a fan, instinctively think of the handy little electrical gadget that can be flipped on when it's hot and throw a draft of cool air on us while we work or read or play. Very few people, I suspect, have any idea of the tremendous number of uses to which fans are put in industry. I know that I didn't until I visited the Claridge Fan Company here in Kalamazoo. There I found an industry which grew and developed in this community, which has grown to be a plant employing 450 people and whose gross sales approximate $5 million a year. Yet the company doesn't make a single electric fan such as you use in your office or living room. It ranks about fifth in size among some 11 or 12 major companies in this business. The Claridge Fan Company manufactures fans used in ventilating and heating and in air conditioning units, in supplying air for all types of combustion purposes, and in handling materials which are conveyed in the air. Now, with that general definition, let's pass on to a more specific description. First off, we must realize that the fan industry covers applications requiring movement of air at low pressures. Whenever air is moved at pressure differentials of 2 pounds per square inch or less, the application is properly classified as the fan industry. For higher pressure differentials, the application is in the air compressor industry. Claridge does not make any air compressor equipment. There are, in general, three types of fans. The earliest type is the propeller fan, which simply draws in air at one end and blows it out at the other. The second is the axial flow fan, which resembles in appearance the propeller fan, but which is used on the principle of the axial displacement of a mass of air. It usually has a cylindrical housing around its impeller and is generally provided with guide vanes to give the most efficient operation. Then thirdly, there is the centrifugal fan, which is by far the most universal in application. This fan draws air in at one side of a spiral housing by centrifugal force, blows it out at right angles, almost always through ducts. The first centrifugal fans were made about the middle of the 19th century. They moved air through ducts and were used to convey shavings, sawdust, or fumes away from industrial machines. The fan industry, however, didn't amount to very much until the advent of the electrical motor, because in common with many industrial machines, some method of driving the unit was the big problem. By the year 1900, several companies were in the field. At this point, we may appropriately turn to the origin of the particular company which we are visiting this evening, the Claridge Fan Company. This business had its origin in Kalamazoo exactly three quarters of a century ago, in the year 1872. In that year, the Bird and Claridge Foundry was established, with job casting and gray iron as the business. Several years after this, Mr. Bird withdrew from the enterprise, and Thomas Claridge took his three sons into the venture with him. The firm was then known as Thomas Claridge and Sons. Two of these sons later retired from the business, leaving the third, Charles Claridge, to carry on the enterprise. Charles Claridge later on operated independently another plant known as the Claridge Foundry and Manufacturing Company. The two were subsequently combined. The manufacture of fans and blowers began about 1912 as more or less of a sideline with the Claridge people. But within 3 years, the name of the firm was changed to the present title, the Claridge Fan Company, indicating that the tail had begun to wag the dog. After World War I, air conditioning came into its own and tremendously increased the fan business. Finally, the company withdrew altogether from the foundry business, and today it buys all its steel and castings from the outside. In 1923, the company was incorporated, and since then has become a major factor in the fan industry. Today, it has direct sales offices in 12 of the larger cities and sales representatives throughout the United States. It also is represented in Montreal, Canada, Bombay, India, Rio de Janeiro, Buenos Aires, and in many other foreign countries. Claridge equipment is sold to engineers, contractors, and large industrial concerns, and to a large number of resale companies. Salesmen must, of course, be engineers themselves in order to understand what the customer needs and how to choose the equipment. Clairage equipment is used in many diverse applications. It is utilized, for instance, to ventilate vehicular and railroad tunnels, such as the Moffett Railroad Tunnel in Colorado. Here in Kalamazoo, hundreds of Clairage fans have been installed by the paper mills for purposes ranging from furnishing draft to their boilers to air conditioning their processes and offices. The film manufacturing industry uses all kinds of Clairage equipment. Eastman Kodak has many novel applications to provide just the right degree of temperature and humidity for its manufacturers. The radio industry is using more and more fan equipment for broadcasting studios, television sets, and so forth. Clairage Fan has furnished a great deal of this equipment. The farmers are also finding the name of Clairage on more and more of their machinery, such as fans for hay drying, dairy barn ventilation, and chicken house ventilation. One of the finest jewelry stores in America, Tiffany's new home on Upper Fifth Avenue in New York, uses about 20 of these large Clairage fans for ventilation and air conditioning. The power plant industry is filled with large Clairage forced and induced draft fans. Now, this business cannot be said to be a mass production proposition. In most cases, equipment is built to order, using as many standard items as possible. Thus, it is a standardized business, but it's not really a mass production business. A short time ago, I had the privilege of going through the Clairage plant. The company has 5 warehouses and 2 large buildings across the road from each other on North Street. Steel comes in carload lots, 20 to 40 tons to the car. The company could use up to 250 tons of steel a month, if it could be obtained. Cast iron is being used less and less. Instead, fabricated steel is being utilized. As one walks through the Clairage plant, he's impressed with the hundreds of different types of fan units in process of manufacture. I saw some only 4.5 inches in diameter. I saw others as large as 12 to 16 feet. I found that Clairage, while specializing in fans, does make complete air conditioning units. One air conditioning plant, which I saw in process of manufacture, performs 4 distinct operations. First, it cleans the air thoroughly, removing bacteria, pollen, and dust. Second, it cools and dehumidifies the air in summer. Third, it heats and humidifies the air in winter. And finally, it supplies at all times throughout the space served a circulation of conditioned air under positive fan pressure. During World War II, the armed services and war industries had many vital uses for Clairage equipment. You may remember that many of the larger air plants were built without windows, necessitating extensive air conditioning installations. Clairage did such an outstanding war production job that it received the Army-Navy E Award in December 1944. And before the war's end in August 1945, it had earned 1 star to add to its pennant. Clairage equipment was used in the war on the sea, on the land, in the air, and under the sea. Now, how does it happen that this particular industry has grown and prospered in this particular city, Kalamazoo? Well, the answer lies in part in the location of the city on the main line of the Michigan Central Railroad, midway between 2 large industrial cities where there are large markets for such equipment. The attention paid by the company to research and the loyalty of its employees are other distinct factors in the company's success in this enterprise in Kalamazoo. I was out at Clairage Fan with our WKZO tape recorder the other day in order to talk with some of the workers on the job and to bring you for this program what they had to say.
First, we're going to talk to Bert Mass, who I believe is one of the oldest employees of the Clairage Fan Company. How long have you been here, Bert?
50 years this summer.
50 years. You must have come here about 1897.
97, that's it.
How old were you then, Bert? He's laughing a little bit here. I don't think he wants to tell us. Well, we'll skip that one. I understand that you've never been off a day for sickness since you've been here.
Never have been off a day. Not an hour.
Well, that certainly is a wonderful record. How do you account for it?
The blessings of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have lived right, too.
Well, that's up to somebody else.
Tell us about what your job is now, Bert.
Why, I'm on a planer now for the last year.
What's a planer?
Why, it's a machine that planes.
planes, the steel?
The steel and iron. Either way.
And what did you do when you first came here? Have you always had that kind of a job?
Oh, no. I did a little of everything. I worked in the foundry some, in the core room some, and I worked in the machine shop with Mr. Sage.
Are you a native of Kalamazoo?
No, I was born in Holland.
You were born in Holland. And how old were you when you came to this country?
I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Was this your first job here at Claridge Fan?
Oh, no. I worked on a lot of places.
How'd you happen to get a job here?
Well, I was shifting around from one shop to another, and my father got tired of that. He says one day, he says to me, "Bert, how would you like to work over to Clary's by me?" I says, "All right." He says, "All right, come along tomorrow morning. It's a job for you."
And so you've been here ever since?
Ever since.
Well, that's very interesting, Bert. Now I'd like to talk to another Claridge worker here, Patrick Henry Sage. Hank, how long have you been with Claridge?
54 years.
54 years. I think that makes you the oldest employee here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And tell us what you do now and what you did when you first came.
Well, I have charge of the boiler room now, half for the last 12 years. But before that, I was foreman in the fabricating department.
What was the Claridge industry like when you first came here, Hank?
It was just a repair business. Built generators, we built electric light machines, and done all general repairing for the whole city, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you tell me you repaired motors for the old streetcars?
Yeah, we had as high as 13 of them laying on the floor at one time up in the old shop on Church Street.
Is that so? The old shop used to be up on Church Street, you
Church
say?
Church Street.
I see. Have you got any hobbies, Hank?
Oh, fishing's about all.
I like to go fishing. Where do you fish?
I have a place out on Mill Lake.
Mm-hmm. Been this year yet?
Staying out there ever since the season, a week before the season opened.
What kind of luck you had so far?
Just fair.
Bert, I'd like to ask you what kind of hours you worked when you first came here.
Why, we begin to work at 7 in the morning, and we work till 6 anyway. Most generally, we work till about 9, 10 o'clock at night.
6 days a week?
Six days a week.
And what?
60 hours was a minimum of a week's wages.
And what kind of wages did you get?
5 cents an hour is what we got at first.
You started in at 5 cents an hour?
5 cents an hour. We were well satisfied.
That's quite a change from today, isn't it? Hank, how about you? How much did you get when you started in here?
I got $1.25 a day.
You got $1.25 a day. You were sort of a skilled mechanic then.
No, just an ordinary good helper.
Uh-huh. And what kind of hours did you work a week?
We worked 60 hours, naturally. Sometimes 12, 14.
There's certainly been a great improvement in the conditions for the working man, hasn't there, in these last 50 years?
Very much indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for being on our program and telling us about your experience here at Claridge Fan.
Before we say goodnight, here is an important notice for all Claridge Fan employees. There's going to be a big picnic for all Claridge workers out at Baseline Lake on Saturday, July the 19th. That's 2 weeks from today. There's going to be baseball and dancing and a huge picnic dinner and lots of fun for the whole family. The events start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and all Claridge workers are urged by the Claridge Fan Employees Association, which is sponsoring the affair, to be on hand at 10. And so that's our story of another industry where you will find Western Michigan at work.